The family has now installed insulation and reinstated carpet to the lounge themselves, an expensive bed, special medical mattresses and a new walk-in hydrotherapy bath were also all thrown away by the programme and replaced with inadequate replacements. BBC's offer for help was declined. The BBC insisted that the work on the house complied with building regulations and said Mr Chapman had declined its offers of help. According to the Daily Mail, the BBC allegedly offered to give him and his family £15,000 to help him with the necessary work he claimed needed doing. A BBC spokesman, talking to the Daily Mail, said, DIY SOS is a heartwarming programme that brings communities together and helps improve the lives of those in need, thanks to the hundreds of volunteers who give up their time to participate. As with all our previous projects, the Charlton Kings build was planned and completed in accordance with the necessary required regulatory approvals and signed off on site by Building Control. The Daily Mail also reported the corporation said it sought impartial third-party advice to assess the property when Mr. Chapman declined its offers of help, as well as offering him various solutions.